Right next door to the Tesco store is Fred Baker Cycles. A row of cycles on offer for sale outside, and inside is the owner, Jeff Gardner. What does he think about what's happened next door to his premises?
It just happens to be that it's Tesco's next door to me, but I wouldn't mind who's next door to me as long as we don't have another long-term derelict, ugly, empty building. So it's been empty for between 12 to 18 months, so it's been horrible. When Tesco was there, I thought it made a big improvement to the street. They've done a really nice-looking job on that building. The fact that the light cascades out onto the pavement in the evening, it had a nicer, safer feel about it after dark. I thought it was a real benefit and added to the area. They haven't gone for that traditional red and blue, and they've gone for a cream and black, and, yeah, I think it looks really quite nice.
This is the kind of place the campaigners say they want to encourage to set up here. It's a not-for-profit, cooperatively run cafe, and its mission statement says it's creating inspiring, safe spaces to cultivate community, cooperation and cake. The campaigners say that that's the kind of place that should be setting up here, not Tesco.
Some people think all the graffiti and the arty places and the independent cafes are great. The people, perhaps living slightly off the main road in the, you know, tower block behind or whatever, want a convenience store. They want something like Tesco's here.
Behind the main street, there are high-rise flats and council tenants. Unemployment is twice the city average. It's hard to gauge how many of these oppose a cheap Tesco store.
I mean, I'm personally quite uncomfortable with the fact that nearly £1 in every £7 we spend in this country in shops is now spent in Tesco. The fact that I've got, I think, six within 10 minutes walk of my flat, that doesn't mean that if I'm coming home and the Tesco's is open, I don't go in there to buy things.
We've got a very divided community. There are some people who very much want to have a convenience store on the main road.
The local ward councillor is Lib Dem John Rogers.
Equally, we've got other people saying, well, we've got a very vibrant and bohemian and quirky area, and people don't want a Tesco, which is stuck in the middle of that, is the council who've given planning permission. So the whole thing is a very complicated issue.
But how did a complicated issue become such a violent one? Stephen Williams is the Lib Dem MP for Bristol West, and Stokescroft is in his constituency. He believes the protest was hijacked.
Whether it's protests against Tesco in Bristol or against the government's cuts or tuition fees in London, because of Twitter and social networking, people from all different parts of the country, whether they have an interest or not in the underlying cause of protest, can latch on to it. And unfortunately, there are some people in society who are just looking for aggravation and violence rather than caring deeply about the cause that's being discussed.
Some of those protesting were based in a squat opposite the Tesco store. Stokescroft has many empty buildings, making it something of a mecca for squatters. Opposite the new Tesco is a three-storey building. The night of the first riot, police went in there to evict the squatters. Claire Milne believes this was a factor in what happened next.
If you send in 160 riot police to a community on the eve of a sunny bank holiday weekend, you're guaranteed to get a riot. Tesco is the catalyst for this, but in terms of the scale, this seems to be entirely actually due to the police response.
The squat is just over the road from where we're standing outside the Tesco store, Telepathic Heights. It's covered in very colourful painting of an ice cream cone and an owl, and there's a lone police officer outside standing guard. What link, if any, is there between that squat and the Say No to Tesco campaign?
There's no formal links, and you know, all of us really are just individuals. It does seem that there was an anti-Tesco sentiment there.
The police turned down our interview request because criminal proceedings are underway, but they say the safety of the public is paramount, and they had to carry out the operation following intelligence about the criminal intentions of those occupying the building.